All right, the rapid neuro exam.
Okay, I think Kovner's brilliant in this. I really, really like this. This is something that I started to use immediately, and it's the cortical signs. I think that I feel very confident in recognizing most strokes. I'm the same as everybody else in easily missing, but I've been focusing for a couple of years now on not missing the dizziness and the subcortical strokes, but those are hard. But to use these really to think what is unique to the brain and using these cortical signs, I don't do it. You know, the van, right? He says, the vision, aphasia, neglect. I'm not used to doing those primarily. I usually function or, you know, focus more on the motor and sensory.
Right.
Because my job's to get them in front of the physician who makes that final decision. But to see what the physician's doing with the cortical signs, I love it. I think it's brilliant.
Yeah. I mean, I watch our physicians do their little quick exam because our patients roll through ambulance. If this is their, you know, way of entrance to the ER, you know, they'll do a quick exam while the patient's still on the EMS gurney. You know, I never really paid attention to what questions that they're asking, you know, but they're doing some sort of neuro exam. But now I'm going to kind of pay attention to see what they're doing. And then that's their determination whether or not they call a code stroke or not. But what part of this I really liked was just to do this quick exam so that way they can determine to call a code stroke, because there is a lot of parties involved when you do call a code stroke. And if it's not, you know, not that anything bad's happening, but, you know, you delay somebody else from going to CT, you delay the lab because the lab comes, you know, the whole department kind of comes to a standstill a little bit for those short minutes while you're determining whether or not to go. And, you know, so I just appreciated that part as well.
Yeah, I think that I have always, when I ask them to do something motor, I demo it. You know, put your hands out here. I like the fact that, again, on those cortical signs, that he's asking them to do something without demonstrating it. What he's really assessing is not your motor function at that point, but it's, can you understand the command, right?
Mm-hmm.
Raise your right hand, close your eyes. I immediately always show the patient, here's my right hand raising, closing my eyes, or whatever it is I ask. And now I realize how silly. Of course, I am testing their motor, but I'm not testing whether or not they understood.
Understood, yeah.
I, in my head, am, because I'm having a conversation with them and they seem to appear to be trying to follow what I'm doing. And in my head, that was enough. I'd like this upgrade. I also really appreciate, because we are not a comprehensive stroke center. We just can send our patients right across the street to USC, but that's a different step, right? And as we're answering the radio and sending medics places, the van tool, right? The vision, aphasia, neglect with upper extremity weakness says high likelihood of large vessel occlusion. I think that's super helpful to me. And again, I'm not going to use it necessarily solely. It's not going to be my decision, but I really appreciate understanding this a little bit deeper.